The Charter Advisory Board recommends to the State Board which charters should open. Only a third of applicants got past the initial round this year, and many of those rejected felt the process was unfair. This is how it works. Groups submit applications, which usually number at least a couple hundred pages. Then the advisory board reviews those applications and decides which ones will move forward. The groups wanting to open schools can be there for that, but they can't say anything.
We think there ought to be conversation between the applicants and the subcommittees at some point in time.
That's Eddie Goodall with the North Carolina Public Charter Schools Association. That way, he says, you
give the applicants a chance to correct the subcommittee members who make many, we think, many misinterpretations from what they read on pieces of paper.
That seems like a fair point to Becky Taylor. She's on both the State Board of Education and the Charter Advisory Group and proposed the motion at this week's State Board meeting.
Our board all had legitimate reasons and felt comfortable with the decision. However, we didn't feel good that we were, you know, having to deny somebody. So we want to make sure that we have a valid reason for denying that charter.
She says it's not about the state board second-guessing the work of the advisory group. Those groups that were rejected can now submit a letter clarifying their applications. It can only address questions and concerns that came up in that initial review. The Charter Advisory Board will consider those letters and decide whether a group can make it to the interview round. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.